Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Tuesday, June 14, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Unrest in Iran has left an indelible anti-Western impression. But evangelist Sammy Tippett says there's a tremendous hunger among a young, disillusioned population that's embracing the gospel.
There are literally thousands upon thousands who are coming to know Jesus Christ there. And so one of the great needs is for discipleship. Many of them have never had a Bible. Many of them, their only contact with Christianity is through our TV broadcast.
Tippett says there's much more to pray about. In the Persian world, being a Christian carries a high price tag. Next, 20 years ago, it was only a dream. Then people were simply praying for religious freedom. But now Christian radio isn't only a reality in Moldova, it's flourishing. This week, one such radio ministry celebrating 11 years on the air. Little Samaritan Missions Florine Pindigblaj.
God blessed us with 12 Christian radio stations. Some of them are very powerful, and we put antenna on the high towers built by the former Soviet Union, and this penetrates about 150 or 200 miles.
Pindigblaj says every day they receive testimonies from people who have given their hearts to Christ. And the Evangelical Free Church of America's Compassion Ministries is thanking God for keeping a Christian school open in Rwanda. The agency's director, Jim Snyder, says one of the Christian schools they're assisting was on the verge of closure unless evidence could be shown that construction progress is being made. Because of your help, enough money was raised to restart the delayed project, but nearly $7,000 is still needed to finish it. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.